Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. Travis Skaggs with you this morning. We are talking about St. Patrick's Open House, and we have the guidance counselor at the school, Kathy Merriman. The Open House is coming up there on Thursday, and Kathy, thanks for coming down.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Seems like you were just on the show every year. Dr. Knoll, the principal there at St. Patrick's, texted me and said, would we be able to come on the show and talk about the Open House? And I said, yeah, and she said, Kathy's going to be down. I thought, well, Kathy's here every year talking about what's going on and another Open House to talk about.
That's right. I'm really excited about it. You know, sometimes I think our little school is the best kept secret in Maysville, and we need to remind people that we're here and what kind of great things we do.
Let's talk about the Open House. Just give us the details. Again, it's coming up tomorrow. What can our listeners expect if someone's interested in St. Patrick? What's going to be going on?
So tomorrow, April 18th, from 5:30 to 7:30, anyone can stop in and take a tour of our building, meet our teachers, meet our clubs, talk to hopefully some coaches and sports participants, and we'll have a question and answering session with some post grads, because I think sometimes you need to hear from the people who went there and what it means to them. So they're coming in to talk to anyone who has any questions about St. Pat. We're at 318 Limestone Street downtown, and it's really a great place to be.
Now, I think one thing that St. Pat has always prioritized or offered, there's a lot of characteristics or qualities in what makes it a great school, but small enrollment where one-on-one learning, you're not going to get forgotten or
this
rushed
is not
over.
The place that you think you're going to get to fall through the cracks. We are a ratio of about 10 to 1 student to teacher ratio. We have excellent teachers, and we are a pre-K to 12, so you're getting this consistent learning from the beginning to the time you graduate. And, you know, I just can't really speak enough about our teachers and what they do and how they're dedicated. You know, we've had teachers there who have been there for years and are St. Pat grads. So they know also what it means to be a part of St. Patrick's community.
One thing that I think is neat on the St. Patrick Saints Go Green Facebook page is every year, maybe at the beginning of the year, then the end of the year, the seniors have like their kindergarten buddy or preschool buddy, and they have pictures with them. And then
that is one of my favorite traditions. I'm not from Maysville, so I came into this pretty much not knowing. And I just remember the first day I went to the what's called the torch ceremony. Our seniors are matched with kindergarten kids all year long. They help them at Thanksgiving. They take them to field day. But when they passed the torch at a ceremony, I just cried like a baby. I just could not get over how sweet of a moment it was and just the tradition involved in it from a 6-year-old to an 18-year-old. There's just a bond that's created. So it's really just one of those great things that we do. And our juniors actually work with our preschool students. There's this continuation of connection between our older students and our younger students.
St. Patrick also offers a plethora of KHSAA sports as well, so we're a big sports community, but St. Patrick's got all those offerings.
And we do offer middle school girls volleyball and soccer and high school soccer and basketball, girls basketball, softball, baseball. So we cover the bases. And one of the nice things about St. Patrick's is you're going to play. We're not cutting you. We want you on the team. You're part of it. So it's a no-cut, you know, high school sports experience. And that is something, you know, not every kid will want to play baseball, can play baseball in a bigger place, but you can here.
One thing as well that I've learned over the years, maybe that I didn't know about, or I've learned talking with St. Patrick, whether it's the priests or the teachers or the administration, is it doesn't matter which faith you are. If you're Methodist like I am, if you're Catholic, if you're a different denomination, all are welcome at St. Patrick.
All are welcome at St. Patrick's. I've heard Father Black say, you know, our goal is to make you the best Methodist, Baptist, Christian that you can be. We're creating that environment of faith. And yes, we are predominantly teaching a Catholic faith, but we are translating that to being Christ for others. If you walk out of St. Patrick, you know that you are Christ for others. So our priests are on board with the help to make sure that you are experiencing that.
Talk about some college opportunities for your seniors or upperclassmen. That's a big thing with any school is what offerings do schools have and what can St. Patrick do for that student to go to the next level?
Sure. One of the things that every school right now is offering is dual credit. And we are no different. We offer the same dual credits. We work with not only MCTC, but we work with Thomas More to give a lot of opportunities. You can start as early as your sophomore year at St. Patrick to start taking dual credits. We encourage like our sophomores to take what are called work-ready dual credits so that they're not having to pay for a class. But every junior and senior in the state of Kentucky gets one scholarship to a dual credit class, in which we offer. So most of our juniors and seniors take that. And also we have Mr. Klee who comes in their junior year to teach U.S. history to them as their dual credit, which is nice to have it on campus as well.
you have challenging curriculum down there at St. Patrick as well, so students can prepare themselves for the next level or whatever they want to do. And you kind of mentioned Father Black talking about religion, but also whatever you want to do. If you want to go on to trade school or just go on to, you know, the military or join the workforce, I mean, you've got to prepare kids to do anything.
We have. We've had kids go on to do a lot of different things. We have a student right now who is doing a pre-apprenticeship at Stober. And so his path, he is very dedicated. He goes to school in the morning. He goes over to Stober in the afternoon. He is preparing to go to MCTC to finish up his electrician's certification. He wants to be a certified electrician. And he's had that opportunity through Stober, which we work closely with. There's opportunities for kids in lots of places. So we're excited to be able to offer those opportunities. We work with the individual child to make it work for what's best for them.
We kind of mentioned the sports, but other extracurriculars, whether it's music, and you've got a bunch of clubs. I know on the St. Patrick Saints Go Green Facebook page, the school does a good job updating just things going on at St. Patrick, and a lot of clubs here recently had a lot of success.
We did. You know, one of the things, clubs are really a shining spot for us because not only do we have established clubs like FBLA and our Lego robotics, but now we see our younger elementary teachers starting like a feeder program. So we had a third grade teacher who recently started a new Lego program for the elementary because Miss Clee takes the Lego robotics to competitions with our seventh and eighth graders, and they've actually gone on to state. Then Kathy Bess, who's a great social studies teacher, she's introduced CUNA and another YMCA program for our juniors and seniors, and they have gone. But she also did something really neat with our seventh and eighth graders recently, where they did the History Day contest. And we had four teams go to region, four teams are now going to state. And that was like, the theme was the turning point in history. So they had to really do a deep dive of research. We had outside community members come in and talk to them about it so that they were then prepared to go on the regions at Moorhead. But now our real bright spot is our FBLA, our Future Business Leaders of America, who Sheila Close, who's been at St. Pat's for 39 years, has really run this program tremendously. We had 11 kids go to the regional competition and place first through sixth that were then eligible for the state competition, which they just came back from. And out of those 11, we had six who are now nationally qualified. So there were schools around them asking, you know, how big are you? How big is your school? How many kids are in the high school? And they're like, about 50. So we are small, but we are mighty. And that comes through in our clubs, in our sports.
Yeah, there's a misconception, I think, right, at times that people think, well, St. Patrick, I'm going to go there. There's not going to be things that I can do. And that's totally not the case.
No. In fact, if you're interested in something, we had a student who really wanted to start a club, a drama club. And she did it for the elementary so that when we do our theater production in the spring, which I hope you got to see, which was Sound of Music, which was fantastic, so that they'll be prepared for it. That's a student taking that on herself and making sure that she has the right sponsors, the right people keeping watch and stuff. But, you know, I think that shows the interest level that our kids have.
I believe it was a Smile Club. They had like a neon light party the other day on Facebook.
We did. Recently, our 6th through 8th graders had what was called a neon party, and that was sponsored by our Smile Club, which is an organization we work with for mental health issues who are, you know, trying to keep, we know that our young people struggle a lot recently with some mental health issues, and they provide an outlet for that. Resources, talks, things of that nature.
What else do you got you want to cover this morning?
I talked about theater. I talked about our sports. Let's just a little more about college. We do offer opportunities to go to GSA, GSP, and GSE. So that's Governor's Scholars, Governor's Scholars of the Arts, Governor's Scholars of Entrepreneurism. So anything you would find in a public school, you're going to find it here. We have partnerships. This is the other special part. We have two partnerships, one with Georgetown College and one with Thomas More. Now, Thomas More is a diocesan college, and they offer what's called the Parochial Promise Scholarship. So if just going to St. Patrick's will get you a $20,000+ scholarship to go to Thomas More. We have a partnership with Georgetown College in Georgetown, Kentucky, called the Christian Coalition, and you will pay what your St. Patrick tuition is plus $4,000. So it really keeps the tuitions low, and that's a great way to go. So those are things that nobody else offers in the area that we offer.
And also small class size. Again, I didn't go to St. Patrick. I've lived in Maysville my whole life. But, you know, the fall festival in the fall or the relationships you make with your classmates. If you go to a school with 800 people or 300 people, you don't get to know those individuals or your teachers. And I know that small class size, knowing the teachers, knowing the students, makes an impact.
It does. You know, I can't speak enough about our teachers and what they will do to make sure a student gets what they need. We have classrooms where you know, if you need help in your math or if you need help in your social studies, they will be right there to help you, especially if you're doing a dual credit class. We're like, you see that you're saying, I'm struggling. Well, then we're on it. You know, we'll take care of it. You know, they bond. There's kids that'll graduate this year who've been there since kindergarten. They've been together since kindergarten. So, you know, it's a really a special moment when they graduate.
I think I've told this story before, but, you know, Dr. Knoll, the principal down there, of course, we broadcast the basketball games, and she was helping one student, maybe before the game, shoot a free throw and then mop on the floor. But you kind of mentioned all hands on deck, whether it's the principal down to a teacher or maybe a bus driver or a cafeteria worker, like everybody's on the same page.
Everybody is on the same page. We are working hard as a group to make sure that you're getting the best educational experience. We are working as, you know, I know our high school teachers, and I talk about them probably more than I do our elementary, which is unfair because our elementary teachers are gold. I mean, going to Mrs. Phillips' classroom, I think it's just one of the best places to be. And I always think about her owl pellets that she likes to dissect. So, you know, there's great things going on in the elementary and our little kids in our preschool program. I get to sit in the library where my office is and watch dedicated volunteers come in and do the library program for our students. Eleanor Comer is one of our best volunteers, and she is very prideful in how that library runs and what kind of programs we're giving to them while they come in for their specials. So everyone, from volunteer to cook, we're in it.
Now, there is some tuition assistance. If someone's thinking today, I would like to send my student to St. Patrick, my son or daughter, but maybe I need to look into some tuition assistance, kind of talk about how that process works.
We do. In fact, I think Angie will be there on Thursday night where you can discuss with her how that process takes place. I think there's some forms to fill out, some financial aid things, but we do have financial assistance. And so we try to make it as affordable for everybody as possible. We would rather have you in our seat than not in our seat. So we're going to work with you to find a way to get you there.
Again, St. Patrick School's open house coming up Thursday. We're one day away, April the 18th, 5:30 to 7:30. I guess, Kathy, if we've got people just tuned in today, what's going to be going on at the open house there at St. Patrick's School?
So when you come into the open house, you'll be able to meet the teachers, kindergarten through 12th grade, all the different subject matters, take a tour of our building. We're excited to have some of our former grads come back to do an informational session. We'll have a representative from Thomas More talking about the parochial promise that they're offering. I know I will be there as the guidance counselor. Our principal will be there. Our priest will be there. We're all going to be there to answer questions. There'll be refreshments, of course, if you're just coming for the cookies. We're happy to have you, but you'll really get to see it. We'll have our clubs displaying the things that are great about our different clubs, and so they can talk and get a real feel for what it's like to be at St. Patrick.
And again, representatives over the years, whether it's the principal or the priest or whoever, you know, if you have questions, call, you want to shadow, walk around.
Yeah, all you need to do is give us a call. We're at 606-564-5949 and set up a tour. If you can't make it on Thursday night, that's not a problem. Call us. We'll take you through the school. We'll show you the same great things that we have. Yes, just give us a call. You can find us at 318 Limestone Street, and we look forward to seeing you.
Anything else, Kathy?
No, I think that's it. I think you covered it all.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. I appreciate it.